just have a calendar, yeah.
I see a girl, I meet a girl, I kiss a girl, I like it. Roomba, a Roomba, a Roomba, a Roomba, a Roomba, a Roomba, a Roomba!
Good enough.
That's for Bruce.
Mini episode 10!
Superhero health issues.
Why is nobody sick?
That's a good
question.
With
regular stuff.
Except for Wolverine that one time. Yeah. And then he died. Oh, whoops.
Ugh. Is he back yet? Probably.
When's the new movie coming out?
Next year?
Yeah.
Then. He'll be back.
He died of heavy metal.
Yeah.
Where's my beer? There it is.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
So, superhero health issues, which ones would they have, should they have?
Could they have?
Didn't they have, and did some have? I don't know.
Are we going to get into all of the radiation-based origins on this, because
it's... I feel like that's a good place to start, frankly.
Yeah. That's a good idea, yeah.
It's kind of been covered, but yeah.
Just cooked.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, there's no superheroes.
You shouldn't be green and angry, you should be red and dead.
Yeah.
Oof. There it is.
I like alternate versions of the Fantastic Four where they all die.
They look like the thing, but they're just baked. And
like
just,
Hank Henshaw. Like, everybody died.
Yeah.
Or the thing from Venture Brothers.
Oh, yeah, where he's just messed
Mr.
up.
Mr. Impossible. And it, like, oh, her skin's invisible.
Yeah.
Gross.
And their Johnny Storm is just... on fire and in pain all the time and
just screaming
in a chamber to not have that happen. Yeah. Yeah.
Even just for like the street level characters.
Sure.
That it would be the most dangerous job ever. And you would have been shot or even just like leaping from building to building. Nobody gets a twisted ankle and just totally goes over and is off the building. Like,
how is Batman not dead?
Wouldn't that be funny? That would be like a Batman series. You hit issue 3, and he just goes to jump off the building, on my ankle!
Yep.
That's where Batman ended.
I don't care how hard
Robin
you train.
Robin takes over.
Yep. And then dies even quicker.
Well, I guess I'm Batman.
Because he's a small child. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But even that, like, he broke his back.
Yeah.
Bane breaks his back. But he's fine.
Oh, of course he's fine. There's no long-term damage there. No.
It's like a concussion. Yeah, you just walk it off.
Yeah.
He's not, it's not ruined for that for life or anything.
What are you, small girl? Get up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rub some dirt.
You're
fine. Rub some dirt in your spine.
You're fine. Rub some dirt in your spine. In that open wound.
Dirt turned out to be the cure all along.
Yeah. It's holistic.
Good job.
It was. You know what? It was 90% dirt and 10% not being a sissy. Went with sissy there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Frank Miller. All right.
Although, speaking of Batman, there was one picture that I believe it's Alex Ross that did it, and it always has stuck with me, where it's a shot of, it was like a pin-up page in the back of an issue somewhere.
I think I know exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And it's him, and he's taking his shirt off, and he's turned. Alex Ross taking his shirt off. You can see the glisten off his bald head. I'm not making fun. I'm bald, too.
We're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're...
No, but it's Batman. Batman's taking his shirt off, and he's got... You can just see it from behind.
Yeah.
Whereas his back is totally scarred. And that was the first time that really dawned on me. Like, yeah, all of these... Like, maybe not Superman, of course. He's not going to get scarred. But all these street-level characters would be just littered with scars and scratches and burns and
they actually did that in the funny on the Batman topic. They actually did that in the Daredevil movie, didn't they? They had a shot of him taking his shirt off, wasn't he all messed up?
Was he
like in the back had scars? I might be imagining it. Maybe I tried to pretend that movie was better than it was.
Could have been a sexy dream.
Maybe it was a sexy dream.
A sexy dream.
It was probably a sexy dream.
Affleck's Affleck.
What are you gonna do?
Affleck.
Yep. That. You say Affleck, somebody needs to do that. That's the law.
Somebody two blocks over.
Affleck?
Yeah.
It is Gilbert Godfrey, though, so.
Gilbert Godfrey.
What else?
Thank
you. I hope you like it. I don't know.
Oh, it's so Asian.
It's from Japan, legitimately.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Oh, we're drinking a Japanese espresso stout. So,
goddamn.
We don't have time to talk about beer in this episode. It's quick.
Hitachi no guest.
I made a, yeah, here's the joke. Matter eater lad.
Mm-hmm.
He eats literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
He'd got to have some sort of a mega diabetes of some kind, right? Like, he just.
Mega diabetes. You know, yeah. Out of all the things that I would be worried about with him, I think diabetes would be the last.
Yeah. He legitimately,
his
like,
colon
eats lead.
Would be just torn right open.
Oh, yeah.
He'd have four assholes.
Yeah.
It would just, like, pass another.
Not in a natural way.
No,
like, that's,
exactly.
That's how he dies.
He's like, you eat a crowbar.
Oh, it's like four assholes, but not in a good way.
Like, four assholes. There's a good way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Four
Just roll with it. Okay.
If you said three assholes, we had another name for this podcast.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry about that one. Hey, I like us.
But yeah, like, yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
Or Magneto would, like, his own magnetism, like, really, we're,
oh, I mean,
a lot of what we're bound together with and the Earth is bound together with is magnetism.
He was able to control it right off the bat, right?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Of course.
My atoms are so messed up.
That seems like, there was that book, I want to say it was called Ruins. It was like Marvels, but it was like a dark version of Marvels.
Right.
Nope. Where it did sort of go through a lot of this stuff.
Really?
Where it's like, hey, this guy was on a gamma field. Or this guy got, you know, hit by a gamma bomb. What happened? Well, he's dead.
Just
that's
start
what
with.
Happened.
The Flash is sped up metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Think he would age super fast?
You would think so. You would think that he would do, like, incredibly fast damage to his own body.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those things where, how does that not happen?
He drank so much beer, it just, it's not doing anything, but it actually killed his liver, like,
very quickly.
By age 12.
Yep. He was drinking before age 12?
He fell down the stairs really fast.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one.
It happens.
Do Green Lantern rings have some sort of radiation?
Yeah.
You well,
seem
they,
to have
they,
a
they
cancer.
Can mimic it.
All these
yeah.
cancerous growths, so they actually
yeah.
can't take their rings off because they're just so bound or their fingers.
It's like
are all,
you got yourself.
They're like pickles.
For some reason, that's the gross one to me.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's like put a ring on a pickle. Oh, it hurts. Oh, pickle finger.
Ick.
Old pickle finger ring.
What I found kind of interesting recently, Steve Rogers had the.
Pickle
Super
finger?
Soldier Serum. Yeah, the pickle finger. Super Soldier Serum was taken out of him and he's aged rapidly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what happens, apparently.
Apparently
that,
that's what happens. And, like, the Infinity Formula taken out of Nick Fury.
He still looks buff for an old guy, though.
Well, yeah.
Although, I have
do.
To bring up, hasn't the Super Soldier Serum been taken out of him several times?
Probably.
Over the history? Yeah.
But this time it was different.
This time's for reals.
Because it's in the 2010s.
So it's, yeah.
Next time he'll be a werewolf again, don't worry.
Probably.
I recall late 80s, early 90s, there was a storyline in Cap that was, it was like an anti-drug kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
it was like, somebody brought up, how are you fighting drugs? You're Captain America because you're on drugs.
You're Captain Drugs.
Yeah. You're the problem, Dad.
More like the war on errorism.
So I thought at that point he was like, oh my god, you're right. I'm taking this out of me. And I thought they took it out of me, but I could be incorrect.
Well, they probably put
or
it.
I probably
was it am. Was it one of those like one shot issues that were done for
this was like part of regular
or like Spider-Man stopped drugs they, with hockey or something. I don't
and
know.
Then
this
he went to Zellers and bought a rope.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all that Serpent Society stuff going on.
Somebody said, no, it's not drugs. Oh, okay.
God, come back.
Oh.
Super Soldier Serum.
Oh, don't judge me.
What about Our Man? That dude takes a pill. He takes legitimate steroids, like, that gives him superpowers
oh, yeah.
for an hour. He's just a drug addict, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
He probably died young.
What was it called? Miralco?
Yeah, something like that. Miraculo. Miracle pills.
What's it called? Oxy? Oxy, it's Oxy, right?
It's Oxy.
Yeah.
It's just
Oxy. Rad, cool.
Rad.
Dude, we've been giving you, like, Tylenol for years, and it's still working. It it's all up here.
Wolverine heals, but I mean, having that metal inside of his body can't be good for him either.
Well,
right?
that's one
was
of
that
the things.
Was
when,
that in stuff?
When he lost the healing factor, he was like, okay, don't, Mr. Fantastic was like, don't unsheath your claws, because if you put them back in, that's a lot of bacteria going right into your body. Also, there's going to be blood everywhere because it's going right through your skin. Nothing is healing.
The healing factor takes care of a lot of these things.
Yeah.
In fact, that might be the explanation that resolved this entire issue. Everybody's got healing factors.
Everybody's got a healing factor.
To some degree. Hey, we're done.
Hey, we're done. There it is.
Oops, there it is. Sorry.
What? Yeah, there's...
I gotta go to the hospital.
What's wrong?
Even just stomach aches. Even just the flu.
Yeah.
It's pretty rarely done.
Yeah.
It's regular things, like breaking a blade.
Spider-Man had the flu one time, and he, like, his powers were cutting in and out, and he, like, kept going out there and apparently just giving the flu to everybody he's saving.
That's hilarious.
He thought he was losing... He thought, well,
he just
wasn't in the story, but he thought he was, like, losing his powers, but he just had the flu, and then the doctor's like, listen, you fucking idiot, you have the flu, go home. He's like, oh! I have the flu. I feel so much better now that I know I'm not losing my spider powers. And that doctor must have.
And that doctor was like, you're what?
How did you not consider the fact that maybe you're sick? It's a normal thing. Jesus Christ, Parker.
Well, anyway.
Yep.
See you tomorrow.
Join us next time for something else.
It's a surprise.
Surprise! In the pants!
I still love you.
Winter.